Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Robin Roberts. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Larry Miller. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines bunts towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Hunt moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Astros. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts juggles the ball. That's an error on Roberts. Cranepool scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2. Astros. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 0 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brand. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Brand steals second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland fires to first and has Wynn trapped. There's the throw to Hunt who tags Wynn for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Darryl Sutherland. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Eilers now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaines hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Eilers, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to third. Christopher moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Jim Owens now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swoboda scores. Christopher moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Astros. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.